Hey guys!
Welcome back.
This is Hobo.
And the Bear. Today we're talking about paranormal activity, ghosts, aliens, UFOs, things you believe in, the unknown, and what the government may be hiding about it from us.
And if you would like to, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at Hobo and the Bear, with the H and the B capitalized.
You can follow us on the Anchor as well, and you can follow us on Spotify now. On Spotify, the handle is The Hobo and the Bear. Please follow us, because once we get to 50,000 followers,
we'll be doing a face reveal. But so you can actually see who the Hobo and the Bear are.
And anybody who's read the description, please understand that this is not a children's story, be it the Hobo and the Bear, because for some reason that's what it sounds like.
Yes, and we're very provocative at times, and we cuss like sailors, so just beware.
If you hear any animals in the background, we promise you we do not live on a farm, but yet close enough to one, and all our animals are very loved and very loud.
Yes.
They want to be a part of the show as well.
Yes, they do.
Also, with following, keep in mind that after so many followers, too, we're going to start merchandise and stuff like that. We'll start to play games, so that way you can win the merchandise, and it'll also be purchasable to anybody who wants to buy it. We're really excited about starting that as well. So
fuck it. Let's talk about this shit.
So when I think about aliens, I think they're real. I guess they're. I think that there is no way possible that we're the only living life source in the world.
Yeah.
Or in the universe at that.
Yes. And we have stardust in us. I mean, come on now.
Well, that's because when it rains, stardust falls from the sky.
Yeah, but how do we have it in our system? If we aren't, in fact, aliens ourselves.
I don't know.
That's what I believe anyways. I don't know.
You believe that we're aliens?
Yeah.
We're a type form of aliens or something?
Yeah. Because, I mean, they have stardust in us.
Yeah. Well, then in that case, probably animals probably have stardust in them, too. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if I view it that way. I just view it that it's too big, too wide of a universe. It won't fit. It's too much of a universe that's so majestic in its own way. That I don't feel like my word is wrong.
Majestic.
Majestic is still a good word to use.
Majestic is the word.
Whatever.
You're looking for.
Whatever.
It's the word you're looking for.
There's too many things unknown to us that we're the only thing living like this. And we're the only intelligent life force. Which in today's world, I don't see us being very intelligent.
Right.
Evolutionized, yes. Intelligent, no. I thought I saw a butterfly. Sorry, I got distracted. Yeah. I do believe in ghosts, though. Definitely high in ghosts. I may not be able to see, touch, or feel an alien straight up and down, but I do physically believe in ghosts and spirits and stuff like that.
I believe in aliens, too. I mean, hell, I had that. I mean, what aircraft can go that fast and so abrupt turns that quickly?
I don't know. I'm not saying they're not real, and I'm not saying I'm not seeing my own thing, what I thought was a UFO. I mean, when I was like 9, I think, I saw this freaking huge-ass green thing come shooting out of the sky. I, to this day, don't know what it was. It just vanished. It flew across where I was at. Then it just vanished. I literally thought it might have hit the ground, but I'm not sure. Never seen a shooting star green. I've seen pretty big shooting stars that are really close to the Earth. Yeah. But they were just lit up like a sparkler, kind of.
Yeah. And what about that one that was like, are you talking about the one that was sitting on the edge of the mountain?
No, that was bright, like an LED light. Like you said earlier, it was kind of like there was a bright-ass LED light just sitting floating above the mountain.
Yeah. And then one day, it just like...
One knot, yeah.
It just, like, shot in front of us.
Huh. Stayed there for, like, 3 days. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, it just shot across the sky. Still don't know what that was. Maybe it was just hovering. I don't know. How many people in the world do you think that just get abducted or either taken by people or just taken by aliens?
Well, I mean, even some, like, there was one documentary that I watched that even his friend didn't know where he was at. Like, he was in a room with his group of friends.
Yeah.
And they didn't know where he went to.
I mean, if they are abducting us, that's kind of creepy, but then at the same time, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world today that's a little creepy when it comes to abduction, you know?
Yeah.
You got people taking people for sex trafficking, people taking people for, you know, just...
Yeah, but those people don't hardly ever come back. I mean, they came back to the exact same spot where they were standing when the last time the person seen them.
Yeah. I have no idea. Unless they got tapped into something that we just don't know about.
Right. Like Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they're doing, like, there was an aircraft that made it through the Bermuda Triangle. One. Yeah. Just one. Out of all the ones that's crashed in there.
Yeah. And chips.
Yeah.
I mean, even, he said that all of his,
I thought you said chips, and I was like, well, if that be the case, I'm over the Bermuda Triangle, because chips disappear with me, too.
Chips. Yeah. The one aircraft that made it out, he could not remember anything that happened while he was in it at all. It was like he just went blank and spaced out of it. Like, the last thing that he remembered was all of his navigation gear going off and going funky.
Yeah, but then there could be such a magnetic field inside the Bermuda Triangle, too, that could technically mess with the memory, too. I mean...
Yeah, but even the ones that disappear... In the Bermuda Triangle, you can't find their boats.
Yeah.
Or their planes.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying for the man who went through there and came back out and couldn't remember anything, I'm just saying that technically if you feel the force between two small magnets when flipped to the opposite side, you know?
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, we are able to carry static electricity through us. So therefore, there's no telling what such a massive amount of magnetic fields could actually do to the mind if we went through them. If it's large enough. And I'm not saying, I'm not trying to debunker the mystery. I'm just saying, you know, if it was there, that would be something that could be a possibility.
Or even like one of the first few ones that got, that disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle. They come back like years and years later, like the ship fully intact, just floating in the ocean.
Yeah. What if there's such a mass amount of fog that, because you remember, we got lost in the fog once driving down the road.
Yeah.
Like, I was just out of nowhere. I was like, wait, where are we?
Yeah.
I really felt like I drove onto the other side of the road and was on oncoming traffic, and it scared me because I couldn't see. So, I mean, it could get lost in the fog and just sit there and do circles. You never know. I mean, I'm not ballsy enough to try to go through the Bermuda Triangle.
No. But I mean...
Because ships sink and planes fall. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
If I can't drive there, I don't want to do it.
Right. But, I don't know. I just don't see how the ships vanish and then they come back years later because there's no sighting of them before then.
Okay. Well, I guess it depends on how large the Bermuda... Triangle actually is.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry guys, if we feel like we're yelling, we've been talking a little low on some previous recordings and they were just kind of sound like we were whispering to each other and we're not into that whisper talk show kind of deal.
Yeah. Ain't no ASMR Gum B stuff. No. Just a little weird, I think.
I feel like it's somebody's, like, sexy talk voice.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing today? What are you wearing?
That was kind of aggressive whisper.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, I suppose, we heard it was supposed to be relaxing or something, but...
Yeah.
Oh, we're screeching into your ears. We apologize. Like I said, like we said, this is just our second show. We're just starting out. We're just getting our anchors and our bearings and stuff like that with us. So,
yeah.
Sound. Yeah. But, anyways, on to the aliens. Like, what if the Bermuda Triangle is an opening for aliens only?
Yeah. I thought about that, too.
Yeah.
Or, like, the aliens are there, and then that's why you can't remember, because they, like, blank your memory, like Men in Black.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I was saying before, there was supposedly some sighting in the 50s, 40, late 40s, early 50s, I think, or something like that. Supposedly, there was some kind of sighting of actual aliens, and it was known that, hey, you know what, we can't be seen these. And then all of a sudden, it remembers anything about it. I better not get snapped, like, flash for this shit, because I was just watching this on something on TV the other day. Okay? So anyways, like, all of a sudden, nobody remembers it. Nobody believes it. Everybody's like, oh no, aliens aren't real. The sighting wasn't real. The crop circles were unknown for some reason. But if the Men in Black are real, that's what I see coming after me, is those little flasher gear things that Will Smith and what's his name use in Men in Black. Oh, for gone. This is going to bother me all day now. Jay? Remember his name.
Huh? In the movie. I'm trying to think of his name in the movie.
Yeah, his name in the movie is Jay, I think. But
yeah.
It's, oh, God. I don't remember. Google. No, it's okay. I'll figure it out later. So, anyways, yeah, I definitely think that even if we were today to figure, like, if there was a spacecraft to come down somehow, some way, they would want the knowledge of it to be taken away from us. Mainly because I feel like they fear how humans would react to such a thing.
Yeah. They don't want it to go chaotic.
Yeah. And being that humans tend to be on the hateful side, in today's world, they're very hateful. And just, like, some accept, some don't. I mean, I guess it's always been like that, but it's just more now. Is there a chicken in the house? Okay. So, anyways, it's just one of those, you know, flash your existence away, or flash the memory of it being away, because you'd have some people who, like, we, you know, we come in peace, we hope you come in peace, yada yada, welcome. And then they come off and they try to kill everybody.
Yeah.
Know? So those people are going to die. And then you have the people who are going to come out like guns a blaring, just like this is a foreign object and it doesn't need to be here.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's a 50-50 tale on how that would happen. I think they would flash our memory.
Right. Which I believe the men in the black are real, because there has been video evidence. What's this on her face?
I had no idea.
Video evidence of, sorry, our cat just distracted us.
I think she has her warrior paint on today. She looks like she's got a little mud streak on her face.
Right.
She does. She has mud on her face. You big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place. Sorry.
Anyways, there has been video evidence of Men in Black, or who that thought it was the Men in Black, because I mean, they're tall guys, and they were described as having no expression.
Well, you see, also, if you go based off the movie, the Men in Black were associated with the aliens.
Yeah.
So maybe even the aliens don't want us to know they're here.
Maybe.
Are you an alien?
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't think I am, but you never know.
Oh. I mean.
Well, see, I mean, if you think about it, so if the aliens were progressed in technology further than we were, because supposedly that's how their life form would be, more progressed than ours. Did technically, if they knew our future, definitely the government wouldn't want them to know. So, they want us to know. You know, if we're all going to die, they don't want us to know.
Yeah.
They'd rather us get blindsided by it.
Yeah.
Technically, I would assume being because if we weren't blindsided, we'd probably riot out. Because humans don't really know how to handle a lot of things like that. They panic.
Yeah. Hysteria.
Yeah. We're all gonna die. The sky is falling. It's pretty much like how they be.
Okay, chicken little.
Yeah, pretty much. So, like, is there any way to talk about aliens without thinking of government conspiracies along with it?
No.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah. Because it's always like, oh, the government's hiding aliens from us.
Yeah. What if they're just hiding from us? Like, they don't want to fuck with us.
Aliens?
Yeah. I mean, like, they're fucking stupid. I don't want to mess with them.
Yeah.
I mean, we have done some pretty stupid shit throughout the history of time.
Yeah.
And we're not very peaceful, neither. They may be peaceful.
Yeah. Yeah,
they may be, like, Buddhist and just not be on that level of shit. And just like, nah, we're not messing with them.
Or they could be like, well, we thought, oh, we was younger in our weed-smoking days. And they were just stoners.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think pretty much, so, like, well, I told you about the crop circle thing. Like, I think that we had a tornado come through a couple years ago, and it left, like, what looked like crop circles.
Yeah, legit.
Yeah.
Crop circles.
Yeah. It's ooh, weird. What if aliens control natural disasters?
Well, then I'll be leading to the theory of mine that aliens control the world.
Yeah. Well, see, like, there's been a lot of people who believe that we all live in a virtual reality.
Yeah.
And when we die, it's just like it being taken off of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So weird. I feel like if we lived in a virtual reality and we died all the time throughout it, but we stayed young, like, because it went so fast. Because you think of it as you're growing up, like, life takes forever for you to get to a certain age. And then all of a sudden you're at that age, and then every other age afterwards just comes flying in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what if we're on, like, a speed of virtual reality and just when we die in the virtual reality, they take off the mask, they put on a new one and set up a new life for us to live out.
Deja vu?
Oh, that could be why we're aliens. Huh? Like, we're aliens. They're forcefully making us live through multiple different universes and stuff until they find the one where we get along peacefully.
Yeah.
But you know my stance on peace, too. Like, I believe...
But why not, then, if it's like that, then why not, if they find the one where they live peacefully, why not do that to everybody? Like, take everybody off of this one and put them on them peacefully.
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no clue. I'm not an alien that I know of. I can't split my fingers weirdly, so I don't feel like I'm an alien. Like, I have very webbed fingers. They just, yeah. Like,
so I may be an alien.
I believe that we're made up of everything out of Earth, that was what we're made out of. But still, I, like, honestly believe, like I told you, like, I believe in yin and yang.
Yeah.
With good comes evil, and with evil comes good, no matter what side of the coin you look at, there's something there. So, yeah, I don't think the whole world can know peace at any point in time, because what we see as unpeaceful, if we were in our animal stage, then it wouldn't matter. You know, we would kill to survive. We would hunt to survive.
Yeah.
You know, we would do whatever it took to survive. Granted, today's world's just an advanced way of surviving, and it's not even as much as surviving as it is
just being here.
Being selfish. Like, yeah. A lot of mommies and daddies didn't teach their kids how to share.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's how I feel about that. But if we're going to reach into the paranormal, we should go now, because we're at 17 minutes. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to start with our shared experiences?
Well, I guess we can. Like, I want to talk about, because I just want to pay tribute to the fact that the woman, the real life woman who's in The Conjuring, whose name just fled my mind. Laura, Mary, something. Oh, God. I keep forgetting people's names today. But anyways, that lady who was in all the Conjuring movies that you've seen, who was a real person. Her and her husband done that. She passed away recently. So, real big, like, loss there in that paranormal investigators world, I feel like. For them, you know, they would make movies all the time based on people having real life paranormal activities.
Yeah,
but then when somebody sits next to you and tells you about theirs, you kind of don't want to believe them, huh?
Warren.
Yeah. Warren. What was her first name?
Lorraine.
Oh, I was so close. I said Laura. So Lorraine Warren passed away recently. And it's a real sad moment for people who are into the paranormal activity world. Have somebody who, you know, she went on and done a lot of stuff. She worked, that's what her and her husband done, and now they made movies about them, so, you know.
Which I loved that after those movies, they done, like, a documentary on her, like, her explaining every little thing, too.
Yeah. Seriously, if you could go to the theaters and you watch it and you think, well, it's based off of true stories and real events, but then your best friend comes over and tells you they had an experience with a ghost, and you're just like, oh, you're full of shit.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely wouldn't be that friend. I would definitely tell you I believe you. I think it just depends on what state of your mind is on. Like, if you have a very open state of mind, you're very intact with the world around you, you're able to see more things. Yeah. So, because they always say closed-minded people can't see things, but the babies, like newborn babies up to a certain age, see everything. Supposedly, they have the answers to the entire universe, basically, at their palms, because they know no better. So shared experience. We've had quite a few shared experiences. Once when our granny passed away, I felt her the night she passed away comforting me. I feel like it was her. I hope it was her, because afterwards I felt relaxed and calm and I was okay. And then later on, Hobo felt it.
Yeah. And it was the same night, actually, that I felt it. But it was just later that we told the experience. But mine, she put her hand in the arch of my back, like she always did, either when I was sitting beside of her or when she was giving me a hug. She always put her hand in the arch of my back. And I said, Granny, if it's you, go to the bear, because I felt like she needed her. Because I didn't know specifically if it was her, but I'm pretty sure it was her, because she went to the bear. And I said that. And then I was like,
Well, technically she was at me first, because mine happened earlier that night, not at the time of yours. Yeah.
For sure. Because we were both up until 6 something.
No, it might happen that night. Like, that night, not the next morning.
We both stayed up, though.
I know, but it wasn't that night. It wasn't that morning. It was the night before that I felt it. Like, it was before midnight that I felt it. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, anyways, I said, go to the bear, because I felt like she needed her anyways. Because I was up crying. I knew she had to be up crying. But then, after that, like, her hand left my back, then I stopped crying. I was able to go to sleep.
And they say people can't hallucinate and feel the same thing. Even on the best of drugs, they can't hallucinate the same thing at the same time. I don't know why. I guess it's because it differentiates the minds.
Yeah.
Like, if Alice had a best friend, when she fell through the rabbit hole, her best friend probably fell through the snake hole.
Yeah.
So anyways, we've had a couple experiences that kind of match up together. Whether it be a spirit coming through the house, and both of us feeling its presence, you know, whether it catches off guard doing something, like playing video games that night with you.
Yeah. And literally, like, if anybody has, like, a 2-liter bottle, it, you know, if it falls, it's going to bounce and roll. Not just fall over and stay still, like it did right as soon as Ghost left my mouth.
Well, I don't feel so eerie about talking about it because, like I said, the other day we were talking to our boss at work about it. And, you know, most of the time it seems unprofessional for a boss or a higher up to sit there and have this kind of conversation with you. And she told us, she's like, no, if you're dealing with demons, they're mean, they can be abusive, they can do damage, you know, but if you're just dealing with ghosts,
they're just like playful spirits.
They're like playful spirits. She lived in this house. They had kids. It was fenced in backyard. And every night they would hear kids playing in the backyard. They thought their kids were getting up, but it wasn't. And she swore she saw one standing behind a tree and stuff. Like, I don't think she's crazy. I think she saw what she saw.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel to this day that everything I've ever seen has been real.
Yeah.
So.
Because she like went in detail with her story too. Yeah.
Sometimes I think that we live on vast amounts of planes with each other.
Yeah.
So sometimes we're living in the inside of another life of somebody else. So they pass through every now and again just because it was the day that they made a pass through on that day and time for them, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like that.
Yeah.
It's a little, I think it's just anybody can feel it and believe it in any way whatsoever. Like it's something that you've got to be open-minded to. Then if you guys feel open-minded to it and feel like discussing your shared experiences, reach out and do so. I'll have to look in a little more about on the Anchor, but you guys can leave us a message and we can put it in our future shows. So
feel free to do that. I think they can comment on it too.
Yeah, definitely can comment on it, I think. But if you, like I said, reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, comment, leave messages.
This is up in the DMs.
Yeah, definitely. And let's talk about your experiences. Let's talk about your ideas as well. Because that's just what we're here for. We're open to talk to everybody and anybody who's willing to want to be a part of it. We would love for you guys to be a part of our show.
Yes, most definitely.
Though I think our friend, once she hears this show, she's going to get mad at us for talking about the marks underneath that bed. But
What I said that she doesn't want to know about.
I honestly, like, I swore up and down that one of my sister's houses were haunted. Like, it was very creepy. Like, every now, like, on certain nights, you would just get this really eerie feeling in there. It was just, it's something you couldn't shake, no matter what. Like, you felt like somebody was looking at you or watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardest place for me to go in that house was the basement. That house was very old, so it wasn't like today's basement. It was like a potato cellar where you put your potatoes and stuff and kept your cheese and stuff, kept it cold.
It was just dirt.
Yeah, it was just dirt. It was very eerie. I couldn't bring myself to walk inside of it no matter how hard I tried. Something just told me not to go underneath there, and I couldn't no matter what I done.
Yeah. Also, I didn't like, I mean, I spent the night at my nana's house, but I didn't really like it in the middle of the night because literally, like, every once in a while, you know, like, the generic witch laugh.
Yeah.
Okay? I would hear that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, it would be dead silence, and I would wake up from something woke me up. That.
Yeah.
And I would have the hardest time going back to sleep.
Well, see, where we live at, too, like, it's not just been us. We've had family members that are older than us that have witnessed the same things we have.
Yeah.
Like, the place we live at is very creepy, very haunted feeling.
It's a family hill.
Yeah.
And they say our great-grandpa haunts it.
I could believe it. I really could believe it, because it gets really, sometimes you walk outside and all of a sudden you just feel like there's eyes all over you.
Yes. And there, I've seen a yellow-eyed demon. I mean, Supernatural reference there, but it's not like I don't know. It was across the road, and what in the hell, besides, like, in a werewolf movie, has glowing yellow eyes?
True. Oh, no, I mean, I've seen a glowing person. Me and a cousin saw a glowing person walk across the road straight through barbed wire, scared the shit out of us. Like, we didn't even want, like, we made it past it, but on our way back down, we just did not want to come back down, because we was out in the middle of the night walking. Which, granted, you know, they say that your conscience can mess with you, but we weren't doing anything wrong. We were just out walking. So, it was a very brightly moonlit at night to be out walking and just gomming just through the summer night, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm that type. We are, oh my God, we are those white people.
What?
I seen a post the other day on Facebook. It says I'm white, but I'm not go outside and see what that sound was, white.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we would die in a horror movie.
But we always take baseball bats and knives out with us, though.
It's true.
Or it's brooms. True. Or mops like you do.
Yeah. It's very true. It's very, very true. Yeah. We've had supernatural stuff happen, and then stuff out of the ordinary happen to us up here.
Yeah.
So.
There's a ghost in our house that likes to steal our hairbrush and put it in random spots.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
I think that ghost is me, though, because I just forget where I put my brush.
But you put it in the laundry room.
If I was brushing my hair, then yeah. Probably. We just never know. Sometimes I'm so out of it when I get up, I don't even know where I put things sometimes. Like, half the time, but, you have seen that half the time getting ready for work and getting out the door, I forget my own shoes.
Yeah, true. But that one day, like, the last time that you used it, it was both in your bathroom. I was putting my makeup on. You was doing your hair.
Yeah.
And you left it on the sink.
Yeah.
And then for like a week, we couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And then it was in the laundry room on the shelf.
Yeah. I have no idea. I really don't. We got some misbehaving little ghosts that come around, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. Best friend's going to kill us. We'll love her, though.
Yeah.
Just so when you listen to this, because we know you're going to listen to it because you support us and you love us, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So. But
don't get scared.
No. Hey, it could be what's knocking on your doors around your house at night, too. You never know.
You're going to scare them. Because you know how she is.
I mean, I don't want to fuck with no ghost.
I want to do a Ouija board once.
And I ain't just fucking with no more Ouija boards.
Like, not here at the house. Like, down there. In the sawmill.
Fuck that. I am not doing it in the sawmill.
Sawmill.
I'm not doing it in the sawmill.
That your husband wants to do it in the sawmill.
Okay, yeah, my husband can be a little bitch ass too sometimes, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't even walk through the sawmill at night by myself.
Yeah.
No. There is something fucking weird about that sawmill.
We can do it in the car.
Yeah. I don't care how many trees they cut down, how open they've made it, it's still creepy.
Yeah.
Like, I can see it from our front yard now, and I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, so many open to animals, too. No, in our luck, we get eaten by a fucking bear.
That's why I say do it in a car. Well, the door's locked.
No, what if I trap something in my car?
Door's locked. I was inside the car doing the Ouija board.
Okay, and then a ghost gets inside the car through the vents and attacks us while we're driving down the road.
We'll get sage and bless your car. Beforehand.
Ross. Oh, goodness. I don't know. But tell us your thoughts and theories. Tell us your experiences. Reach out for it to us just because you want to. Comment and like. Share. Get on with it. Our show is coming to a slight end here for today. Just how this is like our 10th take. I think we finally made it through all the way without having to stop and restart.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys for listening as always.
Yeah, thank you.
This is the bear.
And this is the hobo.
See you next. Well, we won't see you, but we will talk to you next show.